Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours,
get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad you're here on Wednesday, January 25th. If you're up nice and early or just getting home, drive time with us on the legendary KWXY, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. And then maybe you're going out or coming home or taking a nap. Afternoon drive time on KKGX 920 AM, where I started 28 years ago, or 99.1 FM. I'm fond of saying I don't care where you listen, just so you do. Wear red, eat chocolate, and spend an hour with me. I fill the hour with everything wonderful I can think of for you. The Joey English Daily Datebook, lots of community events as much as we have time for. as many as we have time for. Mystery songs, great interviews, great giveaways, great music. That would be my recordings if there's time at the end. The Joey English Desert Date Book. All of those wonderful things. I want it to be the best hour of your day. And then you will be the smartest person in the room after you listen to our show. Okay, you know the routine. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Wednesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, Wednesday, January 25th, is National Opposite Day. I don't know. If you figure it out, let me know. Gosh. The Palm Springs Fire Department wants you to know they are now fully staffed with 13 new members thanks to the City Council voting the appropriations. PalmSpringsCA.gov. Desert AIDS Project Health President, DAP Health President, you have to say it that way. DAP Health President David Brinkman wants you to get your tickets for the Chase now, for Saturday, March 25th. You know this will sell out. It's at the Palm Springs Convention Center over at Jackie Lee Houston Plaza. Go to daphealth.org. Karen and Tony Baroni present Baroni Soho. That's their latest exhibit. You can just imagine it's got to be their flavor of New York or something wonderful. Now, it's at the Goldfield Home and Art at 73940 El Paseo in Palm Desert. Check it out at Baroni, B-A-R-O-N-E, Soho. So it's BaroniSoho.com. Wink Martindale presents his vintage visits, and he calls it Those Were the Days. And it's a new series that he wrote himself from 1 to 3 p.m. today. I bet since Lisa Marie Presley just passed away, I'm sure it's all the things that we want to hear played now. You can always count on Wink. It's the legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 a.m. and 92.3 FM, easy from 1 to 3 p.m. today. And if I got it wrong, check it out at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, this Wednesday, January 25th. What is it, the third Wednesday in the month? No, the fourth. One, two, three. I have to look at a calendar. That means it's time for Eisenhower Health. And our pretty friend with the gorgeous husband, Lee Rice, is in the house. What's your title?
I am communications specialist and media coordinator.
I almost have it memorized. Yeah. It's only been, what, 15 years?
Yeah. A long 19 years. This this month was 19 years. So.
This show's been on the air 28, and you've been here all that time.
Wow, wow. And it's been wonderful ever since.
And you learned never age. New.
Neither do you, Joey.
Oh, please. We're in radio for a reason, aren't we? We two liars.
We both have great faces for
yes,
radio.
Yes, radio. Bless your heart. Who'd you bring today? I'm so excited about this conversation.
Yeah, you know, so Joey, we are in the throes of season. Our numbers lately have been just off the charts with regard to our patient census, the number of people coming, presenting to our emergency departments, our urgent cares. And it's really everything from, you know, cold and flu symptoms, broken bones, to heart attacks, strokes, all of that. And so Susan, actually next month, the beginning of next month, is going to have a lecture on the difference between urgency versus emergency.
Perfect.
You know, when do you go to one versus the other? And I think, you know, for the community, it's very important for people to remember that.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I sort of think of them as the same thing, and I'm guessing we're going to learn they're not.
Yeah, and, you know, I think a lot of people might treat the emergency department as, you know, primary care, and that's where you go. But emergency care is very expensive, because when you come into the emergency department, we have the resources, we bring to bear all the resources we need from you know, a broken bone to a stroke. So that means everything. And that's a lot of money. You know, it's a lot of resources. It's a lot of staffing. And Susan is here to talk about that. And Susan has lots of experience with that as well.
So here's, say her last name.
Susan Veldy.
Susan Veldy. Yes. Hi, sweetheart.
Thank you. Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
We're
Thank
happy
you for
to have
having
you.
Me.
What nationality is Veldy? V-E-L-D-E-Y.
Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Yes. Yes, my husband's full Norwegian. I'm full-blooded German. So things get interesting at my house. Sometimes.
I bet. Good girl. Do you win more than you lose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You know that. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. So, again, thank you for having me. This subject is very near and dear to my heart. First of all, we want to take care of everyone appropriately. If you think it's an emergency, and that's just the way it is. As Lee was talking about, in the emergency room, we have all the resources there to take care of whatever comes in the door. However, again, like Lee also said, a lot of people use it as a primary care because they know it's open 24/7. They can just come in whenever they want. And especially, again, we want to help everybody, but at this time of the year, that leads to a congested waiting room and very long waits. We don't want that to happen to anybody. When a patient comes into the emergency room, they are triaged, which is a French word, and the sickest people go first. So
saw it on MASH. That's where I learned what it was.
and that's exactly what happens. So if you're not as sick as other people, you will wait longer. And we don't want that. We don't want that either. So the difference between urgency and emergency. We have several urgent care centers throughout the valley. And again, the difference is how sick you are. If you have a sprain, a strain, a cut, a cough, those are appropriate things to go into the urgent care for. And again, the urgent care is open 7 days a week. Their hours are a little more limited. And they are staffed with physicians and nurses who can take care of those issues. If you come in and the physician feels that you need more care, they will appropriately send you to the emergency room.
Is a good sentence life-threatening?
And that is exactly
right. Am I getting
right.
that picture?
An emergency is an life. Immediate threat to your well-being.
Okay,
so, again,
well-being.
What we don't want is we don't want anybody waiting to
sure.
seek care. If you are having chest pain, if you are having stroke-like symptoms, do not wait. Do not wait. Dial 911 and you come in. But if you have a sore throat or you have a nagging cough, that is certainly something that's appropriate to go to the
you
urgent
know,
care for.
One thing, Susan, is I think people, when you said, you know, you have chest pains or anything like that. I think familiarizing yourself with those symptoms, mm-hmm. if it's, for me, I would err on the side of caution and call 911 as opposed to just driving yourself there. Can you explain why that's important?
And that is hugely important. And I cannot begin to tell you how many times over my career in the emergency room that I've had to go out into a car because somebody's really in trouble. When you dial...
When they drove themselves.
They drove okay. themselves because they didn't want to make a big deal out of it.
Oh, my.
But again, so when you're having chest pain, when you can't breathe, when you're having those stroke-like symptoms, it is imperative to use 911. They send the paramedics, and anywhere in the valley, our response time is under 5 minutes. And those paramedics have specialty equipment, and they are specialty trained that they can start immediate... literally life-saving care when they get there. And then they radio the hospital ahead, and then everyone is ready for you to come in
Susan,
and get everything you need.
Will the paramedics know to take, do they take you to emergency or urgent care, or do they always go to emergency? That's not their decision. How does that come into play?
When you call 911, again, they will take you to the emergency room for evaluation. Yeah,
okay.
They don't drop anybody off at the urgent care.
Understood. But mm-hmm. I didn't know anything going
exactly.
into this.
Yeah.
I don't know where the urgent cares are.
We have them all over. Mm-hmm. We have one in Palm Springs. We have one in Rancho Mirage. One in La Quinta.
Okay. And it says, oh, I know. I've seen it.
Yes.
Eisenhower.
Urgent care.
Urgent mm-hmm. care.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
go ahead. I didn't mean
that.
To interrupt
you. No. It's, you know, we have our sign out there. We even had a logo, you know, our Eisenhower logo. And once,
yes.
many years ago, we also delivered a baby at the urgent care because they saw the sign and just wheeled in. Couldn't wait.
Of course. Yeah. So I could
little,
do that.
So
we could
little,
do that ourselves,
yeah.
yes.
So little Anthony was born in the urgent care because they didn't
remember.
Make it. I do, because they named him after the physician that
delivered
him.
Wow.
Now, what is your education? How many initials after your name?
I'm a master prepared.
Give me the
nurse.
Initials. I like
MSN.
Okay, which means?
Master of Nursing Prep.
Masters
science
of Science
nursing.
Of Nursing.
Yes.
Okay, then.
I'm also a CEN, which is a Certified Emergency Nurse.
Okay, and then?
And Registered Nurse.
That I know.
And I'm also an MICN, which is a Mobile Intensive Care Nurse.
Mobile Intensive Care Nurse.
That's the first I've heard of that.
Yes, actually working in the emergency room, when the paramedics pick up a patient, they call the emergency room and they give us a heads up. I'm bringing in someone with chest pain. I think this is going on, whatever the issue may be.
Gosh.
And so nurses are specially trained, MICN, to pick up that call. And again, if I know someone's coming in with chest pain, they think it might be a heart attack, we can already go ahead and notify the cath lab, the cardiologist, and
goosebumps.
Everybody. So we're all ready. It's quite
and
an orchestra.
And you can probably guide the emergency first responders a little better, too. What they're doing while they're driving to the hospital, I would think.
You know, there are protocols that we can follow, or if I need a physician to talk to the paramedics, I just grab one of the ER docs, and he'll get right on the phone with the paramedics.
That's why it's so important to call 911, because minutes matter. It's heart
very
muscle. Time is muscle.
Yeah.
And so you
and brain.
Time
and,
is
brain and brain as well. So, you know, stroke symptoms, things like that. You have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's imperative. And, you know, we've had experiences. We've just had a patient that was featured in our Healthy Living magazine who it was really sort of technology, and all of these things are our physician, our surgeons, their expertise. But one of the things in that story, too, was time. Because the doctor said that, yes, it's great to have this technology. It's great to have all of this equipment and the services, but the fact that the wife noticed what was going on with her husband having a cardiac event and immediately called 911.
Oh.
So if she hadn't done that, then none of the other things that happened the way they did would have happened.
Tell us when your talk is, Susan, so we'll all be there.
It is.
Or Lee, tell us when Susan
talks. Tell me that.
You will,
somebody tell us.
Yeah, you'll find it actually if you go to EisenhowerHealth.org /calendar.
Calendar.
Yes. You will find the information there, but her lecture is February 8th.
Okay.
And it is from 4 to 5 p.m.
Where?
That is a great question.
Well, that'll be on the website.
It'll be on the website, yes. And that's actually a virtual meeting. So it'll be available on Zoom, so anyone can log in. And all of that Zoom information is in the calendar. Yep.
Perfect. Awesome. How nice to meet you. Thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you for having me. It's
These are the kind of interviews Lee brings us every month. We play it over and over because it's so good. I mean, I sent you the Joey Pal, wanted you to do a show on arthritis. I mean, we need more time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
We need to say thank you to Lee Rice and Susan Velde.
Uh-huh.
Velde?
Velde.
Velde.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Velvy. Mm-hmm. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.